The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Why, hello there. Have you needed a welder? Have you looked at buying a welder? No need. So here's your chance to win one. Rose Metalworks and Eastwood Tools have decided to sponsor the next giveaway item for the Drop with Frank and Brian podcast. Their next giveaway item is going to be a MIG 140 welder from Eastwood Tools. All you have to do is go to livelifecustom.com or grindertv.com, spend at least $5, and it's going to get you at least one entry for the MIG 140. I want to thank Frank and Brian for wanting to team up for this giveaway, and I also want to thank Eastwood Tools for supporting our cause. Thank you for helping the truck scene, and thank you for supporting all our small businesses. So if you guys want a chance at a MIG 140 Eastwood welder, make sure you spend at least $5 at both their websites. Who knows? You might be able to finally finish your project. See you guys.
Well, you want to try this again?
Yeah, let's do it.
The connection's much better today, right?
Yeah, I was like, okay, if it didn't work, then we would definitely have to do what you were doing the other day. But it's hard to like, I would hate to be like, what? Hold on. Yeah. You know, like constantly.
It kind of takes you out of the essence of these things put together.
Yeah. Yeah. Because exactly.
They're so seamless. Like it always sounds like we're just sitting in the same room.
It's so funny because, sorry. I'm just cleaning my camera.
Cleaning the camera. But yes. So we had an internet problem. We were supposed to record on Friday. It is Sunday. We were supposed to record on Friday. Had an internet problem, which actually was a much bigger thing than it was.
Oh, like, really?
Sometimes the internet goes out. That's just what happens, right? And then, so that's why, like, it went out one night, and I'm like, oh, maybe they're having, like, an outage. It'll go on. So by midday Friday, I was like, there's something wrong. So I called them, and then they sent a technician out. And then yesterday, I was down in, Palm Springs area for a softball tournament. So I was on the phone with a guy for, like, 3 hours, and he was here. I was there. And he was like, okay, I got to test this. And then I, like, had to tell him where certain things were. Like this box that's on the back of the property that they installed many, many years ago. And so like it was all this thing, and it turns out it was like near the main box where they call them ports, where it plugs in. But at one moment he's like, hey, look, if I can't figure this, he's like, my jurisdiction, so to speak, is only from your router to this box on that's just outside of your property. Beyond that, we have to call the wiremen. And I'm like, oh, man. He's all, it might be like a broken wire underground and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh my gosh. So it had the potential to become a big, big thing.
Yeah. Usually that stuff isn't a big thing because, I don't know. It's we had Cox cable forever out here, and Cox cable always goes out just randomly, just goes out, Cox internet or whatever. So there's a new company out here, and, we got grandfathered in for $55 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And dang, it's fast as shit.
Wow.
And it has gone offline one time for like 10 minutes in the last. We've been here for almost 3 years now, I think. Something like that. 3 years. And that's it. And it's like, so.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I'm already noticing that this... It's usually always sometimes a little more glitchy. This isn't glitchy at all. This is not maybe nice. Maybe. I think it maybe had a problem for a long time, and it was sort of like just barely hanging on. So anyway, but we're back in business. We're here. This is probably going to be a straight to video because it is Sunday.
The video's
going up Monday. Yeah. So this is raw dogging straight to video.
But to be fair, we usually don't change much. We usually don't change anything. Yeah. It's mostly just
adding.
Adding pictures or making sure your audio, for some reason, man, it strays. I don't know, but you would think at the very end of the episode, like, so you have audio track and a video track. You would think that it strays so much that the end of that audio track would be like a minute to 2 minutes longer than the video, but it's not.
That's weird.
It's just a little, it's just, it just, it, 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 it almost like, maybe it won't now because of the internet.
Yeah, but the internet had really nothing to do with it because
it did just, though. Because every time your video would glitch a little bit.
Oh, it would affect the audio.
It would affect the audio.
Oh, maybe.
So maybe.
We'll see.
Do you ever do like, do you ever do speed tests? Like Google's speed tests?
Yeah, my internet has always been super fast.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. We'll talk about this other thing later, post-pod. But Eric was here, and he was picking up the Tacoma. And he was like, I was telling him about, you know, the internet problems or whatever. And he's like, have you ever looked into like Starlink? And he's like, tell me about these things. And he's like, yeah, it's for people who like live in rural areas who don't have internet. I'm all, I have internet. Okay. It may seem like I'm in the middle of nowhere.
You're all, there's a Target right there.
No, there's right there. But he was acting like I'm just like, I'm like living off the grid somewhere or something, you know?
Yeah. Like, you're like, okay, so I'm going to get Starlink, and can you bring water to me? Because I don't have water here.
I don't have water. Can you drop off a case of water?
And some electricity. I need some. I don't have any. There's no utilities out here.
It's all barren land. But anyway.
That's funny. Hmm.
So we're back. We're here. We had a pretty fun couple weeks. Come back, and if you're here for truck stuff, come back in like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah, because we're going to talk about other stuff.
Oh, but yeah. If you're not a sports fan, we're not going to talk. It's not going to be a 30-minute conversation.
Well, I mean, hey, you don't know. But I was just forewarning people. Truck stuff in a minute. Hang on tight. We got some.
Don't even have truck stuff really to talk about.
So got truck stuff, baby. I got. Oh,
you
lots
got
of truck
you got
stuff.
Truck stuff. All
right. I do. Right here. Right in.
Oh,
these
I guess I do have
here.
Truck stuff too.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me why I'm wrong in a few minutes.
That's my favorite thing to do.
I know it is. I know it is. But I know we'll start off with, we had a really fun couple weeks starting. I had my birthday weekend last weekend. On the last episode, we let everybody know that I love celebrating my birthday and I love doing stuff, and spent the whole weekend at the beach. It was so nice. Like, yeah. You know how some people say that like they go off into the wilderness to like connect with nature, and guys camp and they like, you know, they overland and they do all this stuff. I do that at the beach.
Yeah,
that's like my connection to nature, like getting in the water and kind of like reconnecting and everything like that. So that was a ton of fun. But yeah, I just like celebrating my birthday. I like celebrating me, if that's not a
problem. Did notice this something weird, strange at the baseball game, and we'll talk about that when we talk about the baseball game.
Well, you can talk about the baseball now, because that was strange. Pretty much it. All I did was go to the beach and hang out for a couple days. But I just want to let people know what I'm up to in life. I think people might want to, man, they probably don't want to know. But anyway, that's what I've been up to.
Well, you put everything on Instagram, so they already know.
I know. I am. If you ever want a snapshot of what's happening in my life, just go on my Instagram. It'll tell you everything that you need to know.
It's a little not fair, though.
To who?
To the viewers. Because you only put the good stuff on there.
Yeah.
It's like social. I mean, we obviously, none of us are going to put the bad stuff on there. But right. That's what I want to get to when we talk about the baseball game.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fair.
The ninth inning of the Dodger game.
Oh, my God.
Really showed a lot about Frank.
You know what? You got to really like, I mean, you know me very well anyway, so you do see me at my most vulnerable and my most raw. But yeah, that right there was a pretty good window into my raw feelings. As something is happening and unfolding in front of me and me dealing with that situation, that definitely was an insight.
So just to get, so me and Chelsea drove out to LA and we stayed right there on Sunset Boulevard, basically.
Yeah. In a really nice hotel for being where it is.
Yeah. For being where it is. It's always a gamble when you're staying out there.
Oh, for sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're staying in Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, and then we went to the Man's Chinese Theater and saw Beetlejuice 2, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad because I've driven up and down that street, Sunset, Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset and stuff. I've driven all throughout there, but I've never stopped and walked around in front of it.
Yeah. It's like a very touristy part of thing. A lot of people kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's, but I just never did. And I feel like that's, I kind of, you know, I grew up in Southern California, and a lot of times where you grow up where you are, you don't explore where you are. You think everywhere else is the destination.
Right.
Right. Like New York or Chicago, but you're like right there in this big city, and every big city has cool history about it. So you should go explore that. And so in front of the Man's Chinese Theater, there's all the cement where people like put their handprints and they sign it. So back to the 1930s, there was like handprints and signatures and all this stuff of movie stars and everything. So it was really cool. And then just to experience being in the Man's Chinese Theater was really cool.
Yeah. About 15 years ago, it was some big celebration in Hollywood. It was, I don't know what it was, but let's say it was like the 100th anniversary of blah, blah, whatever. It was a big celebration. And so all over town, they were having these like special events. And one was at the Egyptian Theater, which is kind of down the street from the Man. And you got to go in there and sit there. And they were like talking about the history and stuff. And that's very similar to the Man. I've never been in the Man either, but I have been in the Egyptian. It's very similar to where you walk in and it's sort of like there's the venue. It's also very similar to that place we went to in Tucson. That was very similar too. You walk in, concession stand, then the theater.
I think any venue like that built back in those days, because that one in Tucson's very old too, but are just probably very similar.
Yeah, I think the concept of a multi-theater place is kind of like a newer thing, you know. But anyway, so they had that. But one really, really cool thing that was going down that weekend is we went over to Capitol Records, and Capitol Records doesn't offer any kind of like tours or anything. It's just like they make music there and there. It's a business, right? But this time during this event, they were, and we got to go in, and we actually got to go into the recording studios and be in the same place where like the Beatles recorded and Frank Sinatra recorded, and checking out all these different things. And that's one of my favorite things about Southern California is Hollywood history. I love immersing myself in it. I like doing that. I like driving around, just like checking out different things or seeing where things are filmed, to connect it to a mini truck thing. And I think this is a connection because I've heard it, but there's a guy who has an Instagram called All About Los Angeles. And I think he used to be a mini trucker. I think he used to be like an Aftermath or something. And he has this really cool page, and that's what he does. He just drives around town checking out different things and making little posts and explaining history and stuff. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, we didn't. We had a few hours of time to kill before you and Angie came down and for the game. And so we did one of the celebrity homes tours.
Yeah, that was funny.
So, which is funny, right? Because there's so many different ones, right? So I just Googled the best one, and it's Starline Tours, and it was started
One of the oldest ones too.
In the 30s, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So we get on this bus, and it's just like everyone's there is from like England or different countries. One guy was from Burbank, and his brother was from North Carolina, so he just took his brother on it. And so it starts out, and you're just like, goes up by the Magic Castle, and it starts on Mulholland Drive, and you know, this guy's just like, yeah, this person used to live there, this person used to live there. And come to find out, we did this whole thing, right? And it was really, really cool. You can drive yourself around these areas, obviously, because they're public streets.
You can buy maps, yeah.
Yeah, but you're driving, so you're having to pay attention. So getting driven around is kind of nice because you don't have to worry about that part. Yeah. You can pay attention to details. My favorite thing is looking through windows.
Oh yeah,
and just kind of seeing like decorations or just, you know what I mean, just pretending that you lived there for a second and just like this crazy thing.
It's fun. You know, it is a fun thing to do when you live in a place like this. It is fun to be a tourist, kind of in where you live in a certain capacity, you know. And that, like, anywhere, like even going down to Riverside, down to the Mission Inn and stuff like that, like, that's really cool. Like, it's a touristy thing, like a lot of people do it, but it's really cool just to experience that, or going to Anaheim and going to the theme parks and stuff. It's like kind of cool to be a tourist in your own place, you know?
That, so it's funny because this guy on the Starline Tours was saying certain things, and so we come home, and I think I forgot which one of the Kardashians or one of the family, he's like, yeah, they just built this house. And Chelsea's all into that stuff, you know? So she's like, I don't think that's their house.
Oh.
So we get back and we're like, get back to the hotel or whatever that night, or on the way home, and she's searching it. And she's like, yeah, that's not their house. So then I started searching a couple of the other things he said. And I was like, oh yeah, that wasn't true either. So it's so funny because they could just say whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and most of the time, the people that used to live in a place, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But like you were talking about Ellen DeGeneres' house, and I was like, I don't think, I was like trying to find, I was like, I don't think that's it. You know, like, but regardless, it was fun. And yeah, it was cool.
This, Angie, when you guys were telling us about this, Angie brought up an interesting thing, because in Palm Springs, you can do the same thing. But in Palm Springs, it's different. So, like, when you go to Elvis's house, it's 100% used to be his house, because there's, like, landmark plaques and stuff. And you go to Frank Sinatra's house out there, and there's plaques with, like, history explained and stuff, you know?
So, yeah, like, we drove by Michael Jackson's old place where he passed away, and the gates were open. You could see in there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all of those were true.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's the other one. Because like, it's Matthew Perry's house.
This is, yeah, like.
Well, he's dead now, but.
Yeah. But, like, certain things he was just kind of like, I mean, it was fun, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. It is fun just because it's just a thing to do.
Yeah.
You don't got to take it too seriously. Like, no one really cares. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Like you said, being in this like open air bus, cruising around these amazing neighborhoods, it's just sort of like a vibe, you know?
Yeah. The stilt houses up there. I don't know if you've ever seen those houses.
Yeah. The one where they're on cliffs and stuff.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. It is amazing how they build shit up in those hills, like into the hills, around the hills,
and the current construction that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
like those streets are super thin, so they have these big trucks up there and they're doing crane work and all this stuff, and
it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah. And there's the money, like,
oh yeah,
just the money. These are $100 million houses. Like
LeBron spent 30 something million on a home or something, some outrageous amount of money to tear it down and build another home.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's way, way out of... That is literally another universe, another planet.
It is.
Like, we don't live that on that planet. We visit. Yeah. We go down there. We can visit. They're like, no, you can come look.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this. You don't belong here.
Yeah.
Go back down to the junkies on Sunset.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's cool, man. That's exciting. I love doing that. I love actually when people visit, too, to take them places. Like... when the kids were smaller and we used to just mob them around, we used to have people come out all the time. And we had like this one spot that you can go up to the Hollywood sign and like it's at this little cul-de-sac. It's not the normal one that everybody goes and checks out. It's like kind of off the beaten path, which is cool. And I had some friends come out from I think I've told this story before, but I had some friends come out from Ireland and they were checking stuff out. We're walking down Sunset or one of them. And we stop at this place called the Pig and Whistle. It's like one of the oldest restaurants in Hollywood. And it was, so I was like, look, this is the Pig and Whistle. It was built in 1929 and blah, blah, blah. And thinking like, this is old, right? And then the people there from Ireland where they have castles.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's not old. Old is like, there's like, my house is 600 years old. You know?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, but, that's cute.
Yeah.
So I felt kind of dumb. But anyway, I dig. But yeah, so you did that. And then we went to the Dodger game. I still like this whole, it's almost been a week or so. No, it hasn't. That we did that on Wednesday.
I know.
That
yesterday
just happened.
I know. It was like Friday or Saturday. I was like, we were just at the Dodger game, and it felt like so long ago. But
yeah,
we met Steve and Jamie there.
Yeah,
and,
I had so much fun, dude. And what I was gonna say is like I'm still smiling about it. Like I'll just like think about it and just, you know, it was a lot of fun.
The Cubs still haven't won a game since then either.
Oh really? Did we?
The Rockies have blown them out the last two.
Neither have the Dodgers. The Dodgers, Atlanta is just kicking the crap out of them.
Oh, man, it sucks. Because the Cubs needed the Atlanta to lose.
Mm.
And the Cubs needed to win to catch up to them in the wild card race. So it's like, come on.
So the Dodgers let everybody down.
They can beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3, but they can't beat the Rockies 2 out of 3?
Yeah, I know.
Baseball.
That's baseball, man. It's fucking dumb.
Well, the game was cool because it was like, you're a Dodger fan, I'm a Cubs fan, Steve's a Dodger fan, and... The game was like the Cubs scored twice in the first inning,
mm-hmm.
and then the in grand fashion, the mm-hmm. Dodgers scored 5 times back to back, 4 home runs.
Yeah,
like in that first inning. So like, and then it's 5-2, and then the Cubs come back a little bit, and then the Cubs scored one more, so it's 5-3, and then another home run by the Dodgers, it was 7-3,
mm-hmm.
and then the Cubs tied it up 7-7.
I know, but Cody Bellinger 3-run home run.
Yeah, and then another home run, by, I think, or something happened with the Dodgers. They went up, and then the final inning, it was, what was the score? It was 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then.
And the final score was 10-9 because.
10-8.
Oh, 10-8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they did one, but that guy came in and walked the bases loaded.
Nine 9 balls in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. This is where this
okay,
is.
Okay, I want to know. I want to know the outside perspective, looking in, kind of.
Yeah. So it's just funny because we're like in the place like where you want to celebrate, right? Mm-hmm. Like that in Dodger Stadium, and you're just like, this goes back to like these things that we do where we're not celebrating what we're actually watching. We're celebrating our decisions.
We always
our,
say that, yeah.
Our decisions to like this certain thing.
Right.
Right. And so when this certain thing doesn't work out, we feel like our decision was wrong in a way almost. No, like,
hey, that's honest. That's honest.
Yeah. So like it's almost like when someone moves and they will tell you how great it is where they live because they made the decision to move. Mm-hmm. Right. And I've done it. Like I've made a decision to do something and I will say how great that decision is, even though it might not have been the greatest decision, but I'm just defending my decision.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
There's gotta be like a
psychological thing to this.
Yeah, yeah. 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 So you're getting ready to do your LA dance, right? I love LA.
And that ties into our earlier thing about me and Instagram.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sitting there waiting.
Yeah. Cause you know, if they lose, you can't celebrate that.
Right.
You can't do that because they lost.
Yeah.
So like, when they walked the bases loaded and when that dude hit the sacrifice fly, but you were just like I was watching you and you were going like, you're like, what is happening? You're like, what? You're almost just like, why?
I did do this. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, you were very just like, ugh, this is not the way that this is supposed to go.
This is not the way this is supposed to happen.
Yeah, this is not. And then as when they were about to win, you stood up and you were filming it and you wanted to do you doing the LA dance and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And it was just funny because it's almost like none of the game mattered. The only thing that mattered was singing I Love LA.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, nothing else was it. It was just that.
Well, I mean, no, I still had fun and it was great. And
no, I know, but it was just like, but if that part didn't happen,
I would have been pretty bummed.
Yeah, the rest almost, you would have been like, oh, Ellie's. I don't know, it's just hard to explain, but it was funny watching it.
Yeah, but on the other side of the coin, you know, I think it's because like we do what we do and we're so ingrained into like telling these stories. So even like, yeah, I would have been bummed and it would have sucked, but I still would have finished that story and said, oh, we lost, or like, yeah, had yeah. you being happy or something, you know, like, yeah, it does, like, you know, does, you know, would bum me out and I'm invested in it and stuff, but I do want to finish those stories. So like the story was us getting together, going out to eat, going to the game, these things happening and either a win or a loss, you know? So I don't think I would have not said like, anything been so upset that I would have not said anything.
Yeah,
I would have finished the story.
Oh, no, yeah, but like I didn't. So if the Cubs would have won, I wasn't gonna put that on Instagram. So,
oh, really?
But, yeah,
I
no,
100% did that.
No, because like it's not my story. It's my story. It's for me.
I see
and,
what you're
and my people that were there.
I see what you're saying.
I don't take these. It's just that's the difference between, I think, myself and you. Like, we do share a lot of stuff on Instagram and stuff, but I don't bring the audience into certain things all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I do. I tend to overshare a bunch, you know,
but it's just, it's nothing, there's nothing bad or wrong or about either of those things, but it's just a funny, it's just like you see the difference between that.
Well, and you get you saw it in real time unfolding.
Yeah.
You know, that's the interesting thing about it because you know, I consider myself trying to be like a little reserved and stuff.
Yeah.
But like in those moments, my passion takes over and my emotions take over. So yeah, it's just like a really raw.
Yeah, and you like, were like, you're having fun, so you want other people to see the fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's cool. You know.
Yeah. So, but also would have been interesting, sneaky. You film that whole thing and see and feel like I would.
Oh, that would have been because at that point amazing. You were sitting in front of me.
Yeah. I wouldn't known.
Yeah,
and you could have recorded that whole thing, just like up, 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 down, down, down.
Next
up,
year,
up. Yeah, do it sneaky though.
Yeah,
did you notice like because like me and Angie were dancing, we're singing "I Love LA." Did you see the guy down recording us doing that? Yeah. So like we're singing, we're just being all happy, and there's a guy down there like I caught him. He's like recording us, you know.
Yeah,
he was a Dodger fan too, so I'm sure it was in a positive way, but. Yeah, it was. It's just it's just an interesting look into my psyche.
Yeah,
but I do. I like bringing people along. I like because I think it's just because for the last almost 10 years now, I've been so focused on creating stuff, creating stories that like maybe it's just bled into the like my personal.
Do you feel that it's like you almost do you, like you like if you didn't do it, you missed the opportunity to do it?
I think so. Yeah. At this point. And that's probably bad. That's probably like not a good healthy thing. But
yeah, because I think it doesn't allow you to sometimes it doesn't allow you to just enjoy things. You almost feel like you have to do it.
I mean, we could talk. It's funny because I talked to my sister about that. That's actually a thing that's been ingrained into me since I was a kid. You know, we talk a lot about and this ties into like what we do here is we talk a lot about like us building our brands, running our businesses, you know, so to speak or whatever. But I've been doing this my entire life since I've a young pre-adolescent kid, you know, working for my family. And my whole life I've been conditioned to. What is the financial motive or what is the progressive motive out of everything? And it was so funny. I was just literally having a conversation with my sister about this, about how like growing up, it wasn't like growing. And this is me just kind of putting my own personal stuff out there. But it wasn't me just like, hey, I'm going to do this for fun because it's fun. It's like I would go to my parents or my dad specifically and be like, oh, hey, I'm doing this. But hey, man, I'm going to like, you know, make some money or like do something or whatever. That's probably has evolved into how I am currently, you know, I've cut that off a little bit with like my punk rock music thing, like going to punk shows, like that is for me. Yeah, I still record it and I still put it out there. Yes, I do that, but that's for me. I know I'm not going to make any kind of like
financial gain
out of doing this. I do it purely for fun.
Yeah.
Which if you think about it, that's what we talk a lot about like people who listen to the show and like and see what we do. And that's what they get out of, you know, mini trucking and trucking and stuff like that is like they just do it for fun.
Yeah. Most people don't make they lose money doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they spend a bunch of money to do it. Yeah. That's a very interesting like kind of like look into the.
It goes back to the conversation we had with Pinstripe Chris, and it goes back to the thing with when Chris put that video out about him not putting everything on social or not letting social media dictate what he does.
Right.
And then kind of the way that I did the same thing with shows like or with reels or TikToks or just all this stuff, just kind of like that whole balance of like doing certain things for fun, but then also doing certain things for, you know what I mean? Like, what do you share? What don't you share? And how do you let it dictate what you do and all that stuff.
And talking about Pinstripe Chris specifically, he's so good at that because he was, you know, the way he described it is if he could just do one type of drawing all the time, people would love it and he'd make a bunch of money and his reels would be so successful. But as an artist, he doesn't like that. But then when he does something off the rails completely different, like all the stuff he's doing now where he'll like sketch it and then put the color over it and do all that, it's phenomenal. It's so amazing. So like even him trying to burst outside of the box and not fall into this thing is he creates even better art, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it comes down to like even us when we talk about designs for t-shirts, it's so easy just to put words on a t-shirt or just to go along with what is happening in the world and just make something or just put a truck every year C10 on a shirt, 3/4 view. Mm-hmm. And just do that, you know, but trying to like think outside of the box. But then when you go too far, like in our world, if we go too far out of the box, we've seen what happens.
We've experienced both for sure.
Yeah. Cause people are just like, I don't get it. And we're just like, oh, okay, we'll bring it back a little bit. You know what I mean?
Reel
like,
it back in.
Yeah. So it's like, and again, like the balance of doing things that makes us happy, but that also has the financial mm-hmm. gain too. So,
Yeah. But anyway, the Dodger game was fun.
It was.
I don't see your bobbleheads on your shelf. You didn't put them on there yet.
So I have. I have them right here. And I also got a new trash can. Do you want
to
see it?
Yes, I would love to see your trash can. I'm out of here. I'm done.
This is the bucket that Chelsea brought all of her snacks back in.
I know. How did I walk straight into that?
I don't know. I don't know, but I was like, what am I going to use this for? And I go, that's my new office trash can.
Fine. Fair. That's actually a really, really clever idea.
But no, I do have them right here.
Nice. Got your Max Muncy. Yeah. That one's cool. So like, when we went, it was a bobblehead night
and
we all got these Max Muncy bobbleheads and, you know, when you have a couple tickets, you know, you get multiples, like you and Chelsea, me and Angie, Steve and Jamie, we all got multiples of that. And after the game, you can go outside the stadium and there's dudes who will trade them. And so you can trade them and get different ones, and we got a different one. But that one's cool. So that one's got – it's Lasorda and who else?
Walter Alston, Hall of Fame inductee 1983.
Huh, I don't know who that is.
I don't.
There's a picture.
So Walter Alston, inducted into the National Hall of Fame, Dodger manager for 23 seasons. Mm. So I'm
Lasorda or before Lasorda?
54 to 76.
Oh, before. Okay.
Yeah. Learn your Dodger history, man. Mm. It's not all about Ohtani. There was some great Dodgers back in the day.
Hey, how cool is that, though, Ohtani getting a home run and getting his stolen base?
Yeah.
That was exciting. Yeah. Angie caught that on she filmed that.
Did she
got that home run. Yeah, because like we've been to this, that was our fourth game this season, and every game we go to, Ohtani hasn't done anything.
Oh yeah.
He hasn't. I think maybe he got a hit here and there, but nothing, no home runs, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so she was super stoked that finally happened. We got to witness it in real life.
That's rad. This dude managed 7 NL pennant winners, 6-time manager of the year, managed 8 NL All-Star teams, managed 3 World Series winners.
Wow. That Roberts is pretty close to that. The current Dodger manager,
yeah,
hit on all those things, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So he could get his own bobblehead.
They just have to win this year.
Yeah, they're not.
Neither are the Cubs. But the Cubs weren't expected to, so it's a little easier for me. Mm. Where you, it's a little bit harder because there's so much expectation.
I don't think it was ever expected that they would win a World Series this year. I think it would have been really cool, but there is an expectation to do well in the postseason because Ohtani has never been to the postseason. So there was an expectation there, but we're cooked. Our pitching is absolutely done. And then yeah. I don't know how close you follow Dodger baseball, but Tyler Glasnow has now ended the season with a sprained elbow. So he's not
coming back. It just shows that it doesn't matter how much you spend on hitting, you need pitching too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like
oh, for that. Sure.
Yeah.
So. For sure. But we could talk a whole thing about that. But yeah, I think our World Series chances are very close to nil this season. But I would be happy, and this is the deep baseball talk, I would be happy to get past the DS. Just get to the CS. Or, hey, maybe this year win 2 games in the DS and not get swept by the oh, my God. What about if we get swept by the Diamondbacks again?
It'll be the Diamondbacks or the Padres.
Oh my God, that would suck.
Or the Braves.
Or the Braves, or any one of those guys coming after us.
And then me and Chelsea drove home that night.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I thought for sure you were going to go back to the hotel, and you're like, nope, because I was exhausted.
We got back to the hotel, and I was like, okay, let's sleep, and we'll wake up at 2, because I didn't want to leave LA at like 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like that would have been, it's never fun.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have sucked because you would have hit the rush hour in the morning.
Yeah.
That would have been terrible.
So, and I was like, well, we'll just leave it like 2 in the morning. And then I go, no, I'm just going to lay here and scroll. If I just sit, we're both going to be on the phone scrolling. I was like, let's just pack up and roll.
Did you get there on empty, like physically, or were you pretty good?
No, I was pretty good.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, it wasn't bad. That damn car, you know, it's just, it drives itself basically. Mm-hmm. It's super nice. Like just put it on cruise control and just. The lane
centering. You can't see anything anyway, so might as well.
Yeah, you can't see anything. So the windshield's so damn dark. I was having problems.
I was trying to, because I don't think Angie really conceptualized exactly how dark Chelsea's window tint is. But our car, we have 5% except for the front window. And I said, and we were driving that night. And I said, look out the window. And she's like, uh-huh. I said, that's the front window.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dark. So.
Yeah. So, but the car drives itself, so you're good. All you got to do is just go in the direction you're going.
Yeah.
Yep. So you got home at 4:30, which is funny because we hit some traffic on the way home. We got home at 12:30. So it's almost very similar.
Yeah.
It's a couple hours here or there.
Was it construction in the go-home path?
Yeah, and then our dumb GPS, it was so funny. We're just cruising, and we're like, that's why I always turn on the GPS no matter what because it tells you if stuff's going down. And we get... You're pretty familiar with the pass. We get right past the McDonald's, that last exit before you hit the... And right then it's all, take 138 because the freeway's closed. We're like, what? And then, nope, got stuck for like almost 45 minutes. Oh, jeez. Yeah, it was
messed up. One day they'll get that pass sorted out.
I don't think so.
No, you'll just take that new bright side train thing.
Yes, down. And spend $1,000 to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. You want to sit in traffic, you could scroll TikTok while you're on the train.
They, that'd be pretty dope.
You'll take be able to take the train down to the station in Rancho, and then you'll be able to take the
Amtrak
or something into LA.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, that's going to be fun to experience that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, that was really fun. Our little last couple weeks has been pretty fun.
Well, you were right. It's been 35 minutes and we're done. We could have truck talk now.
Welcome to the truck talk.
Welcome to the truck portion of the drop.
Where we talked all about Dodgers and my birthday. But yes. Now we're going to talk trucks. And to talk trucks, I have a couple things. Oh, wait, one more thing. We got to go back. Come back in a few more minutes because we got to talk about one more thing. We ate at that place you wanted to eat at, which was, what was it called? Good Times?
Oh, Easy Street Burger.
Easy Street. Good Times. Yeah, Easy Street Burger, which was good. But it brought up a little conversation about like rating food because this is also a food podcast. This is a this is a baseball, food, and truck podcast.
Yeah.
So this is the food portion. So come back in a few more minutes. But we ate at that burger spot because you're pretty excited to eat there because Keith Lee, who's a very well-known TikTok food guy, had gave it a 10 out of 10. And we also kind of like are into the guy from Barstool and his pizza reviews, you know, and he has always said that there's no such thing as a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like a whole interesting thing. The food was really good. I mean, the food itself was delicious. It was everything. It was very high. So we had this conversation and you were somewhere. So it was me, Steve, Angie, and Jamie talking about it. And we're like, well, what's a 10 out of 10? And then I said, I don't think I've ever experienced a 10 out of 10. Mm-mm. And then, but I said, oh, but I did have these wings one time. And I don't know if you remember. Do you remember the wings in Oregon?
Yeah. You see, what's funny is I remember those, but mine, they weren't as good wings to me as they were to you.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. But to me, so that's what we were talking about. They're like, a 10 has to be something that you don't forget. We had those in 2018, and I still think about those wings. Actually, a friend of mine just went up to Oregon, and I said, you should, and they were going in that Eugene area, and I was like, you should go to the swing spot, and actually, I couldn't remember what it was called, so I had to, like, do some research and digging around. It's called Hot Mama's Wings.
Yeah.
And it's still there, still exists, and they still have the same menu, and I had these raspberry glazed wings.
Yeah.
Again, so then, like, Jamie was like, well, that's the 10 out of 10. Like, you still think about those.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah. So it was, like, kind of an interesting conversation on exactly what a 10 out of 10 is kind of.
Yeah. Thing. And again, it goes back to, like, everyone's different. So, like, a 10 to some person isn't a 10. Like, that burger wasn't I don't ever rate anything. Like, if you're doing a scale 1 to 10, it goes back to, like, judging vehicles at a show. Mm-hmm. When we used to, like, judge on points. You never max out your points because there's always room for improvement. So if you max out a truck at 10 points for his interior and you walk to the next truck and it's got more done, you have no room.
You've kind of already shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that burger to me was really good and I would eat it again if I was in that area, you know? And but it's like you can't say it's a 10 because there's going to be a better burger out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So but rate it is that good. Rate that burger. No,
I know, right? Like I would go like 8 out of 10. Like if I got the Barstool dude. He does well with the pizza reviews. He's really like even like if it's an 8, it's a good ass pizza.
Oh yeah.
So that was a good ass burger. I would say
it was
good.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was delicious. It was really good. And then I kept on trying to compare it to In-N-Out, which I guess you can't do because they're two different burgers, but it was delicious. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was good.
So anyways, and that's the other thing, right? All burgers are different. There's thick patty burgers, thin patty burgers, smash burgers, like it. Whatever toppings different people put on burgers. So it is what it is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that I just, because in my notes I have right here, chicken wings in Oregon, still think about.
And one day when we go to a Northwest show,
we're going to go there.
We're going to stop there. We're going to make sure. We're there. It's like going to back east when we go through North Carolina or Nashville. Like we have to make sure it's not in the middle of the night because we'll miss it.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll get there and I'll eat it and be like, oh, this is terrible. Yeah. I remember two things from that time. And also, okay, for context, we had been driving all day. Like,
maybe I wonder if that had anything to do with it. Like,
I was tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had, so then we ate, and then I had to pick up Angie from the airport at like 1 o'clock in the morning that night.
Yeah.
So that could have been a lot of factors into it.
Yeah.
I got to ask my friend if they actually stopped there or not. I don't think they did, because whatever. Anyway. Yeah. So now we have arrived to trucks.
38 minutes in.
39 minutes in.
All right.
We're talking about trucks.
You go first.
Yeah. So I've been, so, you know, we do our scrolling and our looking all over the internet, and I came across this very interesting TikTok, and
oh, we're not talking about your truck?
Oh, we can talk about my truck too. I did some stuff.
Yeah. You put center caps on the front.
I put center caps on my truck.
They're the wrong center caps.
What?
They're bubbly. Oh. You need to put the flat ones on. It never ends. It's never going to end. It's it's never going to be good enough.
I know. You're like my dad I could never make proud. Though those are nice, they're the wrong ones.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but do better.
Well, the whole reason I couldn't put the convex ones.
You could.
Well, I didn't want to.
Yeah, I know, because you're scared. But don't be scared. You got to take chances in life. And you don't want to take your dust caps off of the truck you put 100 miles a year on.
You could take the... No, even with the dust caps, they still don't fit. I needed to trim the spindle.
Oh, yeah, like, that's easy, too. Everyone grinds on their spindles.
I don't want to do that. So that's why I didn't have that. So the long story is of that is I bought those wheels off of Old Man Dave. They had concaved caps. I went to go put them on one day. Oh, there's a video. If you go to my YouTube and search back a few years ago, I actually made a video of the whole thing. So that'll give great detail on what's happening. So go check that out. But they didn't work. So I had the bubbly caps off my old wheels that I had on it that were these off-brand wheels that I picked up on Craigslist. I don't even know what they – all I know, they had a V on it. That's all they had on it. A couple of caps were messed up, but I put those on temporarily. This was back in like 2018. And then I took it to the tire shop, and they lost one. So that's why I never had a cap for the longest time, is the tire shop lost it.
I can't believe how long you went like that. Like,
I know.
To me,
I know.
Oh, man. And then you could just, like, grinding on a spindle, that doesn't, it's okay. It's okay. You can do
it. Well, it's okay now because I bought the bubbly caps, and I'm fine with the bubbly caps. It doesn't bother me. Yes, the convex or concaved caps look better, 110% look better, but I'm okay with the bubbly ones.
Well, you were okay without caps, which is very concerning.
Well, I got caps. So I actually tried to get caps when we had the whole rusty lug nut saga.
Yeah,
you
ordered
saga.
The bigger one. Yeah.
And I ordered the wrong ones. And then, I don't know. Something about our conversation on the way back from intervention, something stuck in my brain. Well, it all kind of started because I switched insurance companies on the truck, and they wanted photos of everything, including the motor.
It would have been really awkward to do this podcast together if I kicked you out of the club because of the center cap thing.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious. That would have been freaking hilarious.
I act like I can kick someone out of the club by myself.
You can.
I could like protest their membership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put in a couple phone calls.
Yeah, sway some opinions.
Hey, and that puts everybody on notice. Watch out. It could happen.
Yeah. They're like,
use me as the example.
They're like, please don't kick me out. Please. Please. they actually want me to kick them out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So I had to clean up the motor because I had to take these photos for the new insurance company. And I just was like, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get the caps. And again, right back to our earlier conversation about me creating these stories. I created a story out of those caps. Like, and I thought it was funny. It was like the Space Odyssey thing.
It was hilarious.
The monkeys and the monolith thing. Yeah. And putting the caps on. So now she's got all four caps. Now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get the window trim that I've been missing since it got painted. 10 years ago.
That's right, just go, me. Go to I can talk about my truck, or you can go to what you were about to talk about.
No, talk about your truck, because this other stuff is like social media commentary.
Yeah,
but I want to know about.
Yeah, so I got the whole front end kit for the Tacoma from Hell's Gate.
So hold on. Usually you talk about these things after you've made the video and uploaded it. Are you telling me there's a new video out today?
Nope, I have not.
It's
still sitting in the garage in the front there. So I'm gonna go probably when we get back from Texas. I'm going to go down to Pandas and put it on because it's not put on.
Well, I thought you were doing other stuff there on Friday.
Yeah. So I was going to take the Tacoma down, but I need to film this, kind of a lot of this portion of it. And I knew once I got down to Pandas and after we did the shooting and of the Deuce thing that I wouldn't, we wouldn't have time to do it. And then I would have to come back Monday and I got stuff to do Monday. So, but we did end up, I was like, oh, I need to put new springs in the front of the Maverick.
And oh, you new, took care of it, huh?
And new bags in the back. So like, I was like, hey, Panda, you got some time? And yeah, so I ended up, we ended up putting softer springs on the front and different bags on the back and the thing rides.
And it rides nice?
Well, yeah, it rides way better.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't bad. Like when we went up to intervention, it wasn't bad until we remember we hit those whoops on that.
Yeah. it'll probably do the same thing now.
Well, I mean, that freeway is messed up anyway, so it's going to do that either way. But it just kind of really drove the point home.
Yeah, like now it's just, it's more of like a stock ride.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You know?
Yeah. Like those other springs were for if you like hammer the truck, like put that thing on the ground so it doesn't, they're really stiff so it won't bottom out. But I ended up not like super making it super low, so I was able to put the softer springs on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, a long time ago, Max once said that like, you know, everybody uses the term it rides like a Cadillac. And he's like, Cadillacs don't actually ride that good. He's like, you want it to ride like a stock vehicle. Like, well, there's nothing on it.
Or you want it to, he's always
or perform like, better
or,
than stock.
Yeah, or make it ride like a BMW. Oh, like a sports
makes
car.
A lot more sense.
And like, and the funny thing is that truck with those springs on it rode it like handled like a sports car.
Yeah.
Like I could whip that thing around freaking corners, like it with the wider wheels on it. Like it was really good.
No body roll or.
Yeah. But it's not a sports car.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning my computer. It's like something was bothering me on it.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I don't know. You're just like spitting on stuff over there. Okay. Internet references.
Yeah, so like let's go. So then so now.
Well, no, wait. I still want to know about your. So you got the front end kit and everything, and you have not put it on yet.
Yeah, we're gonna put it on soon.
So
there'll be a Tacoma video out about that probably the end of this month.
And that was the Hell's Gate front end.
Yep,
the front kit. That's like the holy grail of front kits right now for those Tacomas.
Yeah, and I'm gonna talk about in the video why. There's certain things that people do to Tacoma front suspensions that they think work and it doesn't work.
I've seen them all taking cutting the spindle like this where the bolts go through the spindles and making it wider and stuff and like that breaking. Like I've seen that happen so many times.
Yeah. Like you can you can modify the spindle. You know what I mean? Like you can take the spindle out, extend the spindle and it drops the thing. But what a lot of people do is they'll put spacers between the lower arm and the spindle, which it messes the geometry of the truck up because your A-arms are like this, you know, or you can't really like they're, I don't know. It's hard to, your A-arms are like this, right? And your spindle's right here sticking out this way. And then as that wheel cycles, it does this, right? The A-arm. So if you just put a spacer on that bottom one, all you're doing is pushing the A-arm down. So now it's like this, and what it's doing is it's putting forward pressure or side pressure on that spindle.
And that's why they always break.
And they'll break the two bolts at the bottom.
Yeah.
Eventually they'll break. So
yeah, I've seen that so many times.
And they may never break. That's the thing with like trucks. Like you could do things wrong, and then something might never break.
But I think they break more than they don't break.
Or people just don't drive them as much as they think they do.
Oh, that's
so they'll
true.
Be like, oh, mine's never broke. Well, that's because you don't drive it that much. You put it on and off of a trailer and drive it at a show, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Well,
that's cool. That's exciting. That's really exciting. And so more Tacoma videos. Yes, that'd be great. And then the Mavi riding good.
Yep.
Looking good.
Yep. And we're taking that to, that's loaded up right now with all of my boost stuff that I'm going to take over to C10 Vato Joe.
Oh, you're going to Waxahachie next weekend.
This weekend, yeah. We're leaving on Thursday morning. So we'll be at C10. C10's in the park.
So we got to record an episode Wednesday then.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we need some questions. So if you're listening right now.
Yeah, because we're going to go see Green Day Wednesday night. So we'll be gone from like 3 to late at night, and then we're waking up at 2 in the morning to go to Waxahachie.
So Tuesday we're going to be shooting an episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's in a couple days.
That's in 2 days. Man.
Yeah.
Well, so, we're already at 50 minutes here.
Yeah. I really didn't really have a lot to talk about. Some more YouTube video stuff that we could talk about next week.
Episode. I've got some. And I know we had some lingering questions from before, but if anybody does have any questions about anything that we've talked about on this, or anything, hit us up before you're listening to this Monday, hit us up today. We still have our giveaway going.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. That's still going down.
That's
going
to end like in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coming up really fast too.
Yeah, that's going to come up really fast.
I'm going to take this opportunity to say everybody listening that the pre-orders, I'm finally getting going on getting those put together. So if you've been patiently waiting for the pre-order that you put in last month, I appreciate it. And I really appreciate everybody being so patient.
Yeah.
So those are coming together. Yes, those are all coming together. This is what I'll say on that. Yeah. So expect it soon. But yeah, giveaway still going on. You got some new shirts. I got some new shirts, websites, check them out.
You want to talk about any shows? Do you have any shows written down?
I do have some shows. And so this is what we'll do. We'll leave this truck stuff for next time, and then we'll talk about some shows.
Okay.
The two shows, so I'm going to, not this weekend, next weekend, I've said before, is the council run. I'm sure a lot of people listening are not going to go to that. I mean, realistically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not going to go.
No.
No. But anyway, a new one came across my radar today, not the first time I've seen it, but the first time it's gotten my head, is our buddy Chuko, who lives in Riverside, has his Detour show going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's not very soon. It's in November, so that's in a couple months, but I figured we'd bring it up now, and then we'll have it simmer in people's brain. Chuko, he's a great guy. Is he still in Calacas? He's still in Calacas. And he's been putting on this like little local show for a long time. You're coming out for it, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he told me? So that's cool. Yep. But it's called The Detour. It's on November 23rd of this year. It's in Corona, California. And we'll check out our Instagrams for more info.
Yeah.
On that.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I keep sharing stuff. But he has it.
Does he have an Instagram for that?
Yeah, I think so. Or it's the Calacas Instagram.
Hold on. Sorry, bear with me.
Yep.
I'll check right now. How do you spell Calacas?
Calacas. Nope. Oh,
there it is. Yeah, there it is. So go over to. Oh my gosh.
Calacas.
Calacas _car_club. And they have all the info there that you can check out about their show. Also, Freaktoberfest is coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list to talk about.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so Freaktoberfest, October 11th through 13th in Redding, California. It is a three-day run. So for anyone that...
A traditional three-day run.
You get up there, you go camp, you can camp. They've got all sorts of stuff that's going on there. So I think they even have like drifting and or they did last year. And yeah, so if anybody was like, man, I missed three-day runs.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And all the people who say, and also this, the council run is actually a traditional
three day run.
Yeah. And for all of the heads out there who say, it's not like it used to be. I remember back in the day. Well, guess what? It's still going down.
Yeah. There are 3 day runs. Now, there are three day runs. I wonder if people that say that actually don't care about the 3 day runs because they don't actually go to the 3 day runs and camp. Like me, I don't say that. You want to know why? I don't want to go camp at a truck run. Mm-hmm. I want to go get a hotel. I want to wake up. I want to get breakfast. I want to go down, set the booth up. I want to hang out. And, you know, I don't want to sleep in a tent and do all that thing. Now, there are some people who do. Yeah. And that's great. Do it. Mm-hmm. There's still opportunities to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're out there and you're like, man, I wish it was like it used to be. Again, like you said, there's opportunities for it to be like it used to be, but that's up to you to go to these things.
And you know what? Even if you are like the, because I'm the same way, I would rather not sleep in a tent. I would prefer like an RV, but anyway. But even if you were like a type of guy like you who doesn't want to sleep in a tent, you should still go to these events, get a hotel room somewhere, because the three-day events have a certain extra bit to them where it's hanging out. You know, the people who do stay, you know, usually grilling something up, hanging out, and the cruising. If there's cruising, if you're like me, one of those dudes who loves cruising, than a 3-day run is where it's at. Even if you say decide to stay somewhere else, is yeah. at the event, cruising around, hanging out with everybody.
Well, and the best thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and the only thing I was going to add to that is, and everybody who I've talked to who's actually went to the event last year, because we have not, has raved about it. They said it yeah. is so much fun. So it's yeah. not, you know, there's been a couple events in the past years that, you know, they have, it hasn't been, you know, exactly what you thought it was going to be. But this one I hear is exactly what you think it's going to be. And yeah. it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing too, right? You can go to an event that's not, it's all about you making the event great.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? There's like that balance of make the event making it great, but also you having a good time. Mm-hmm. So, but I was going to say, like, the nice thing about the 3-day runs versus a traditional 1-day show or even a multi-day show that's not where you camp and stuff, there's no rush to leave. There's no rush to get
that's
out of
true.
There.
That's true. Yeah. You can hang out as long as you want.
Stay as long as you want. Or you could leave to go to your hotel, freshen up, and come back. Mm-hmm. You know, just don't drink and drive.
Yeah, just don't do that.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it.
Leave your truck, get an Uber, go back to your yeah. thing, come back, and hang out.
Yeah.
Which is fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so those are that was the only events. And like you said, you're going to Waxahachie.
Well, there is one more event that's happening the same weekend as Freaktoberfest.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Mini Truck Revival Show.
That's right. Why did I forget about that?
There's actually three events that weekend.
Really?
There's the Lowdown in Laughlin.
That's right.
Mini Truck Revival. Well, that's only on Saturday. So if you're in Southern California and you want to go to Lowdown, you can go to Lowdown. You can leave Lowdown Saturday night after the show, and you can drive down to L.A. and go to Revival mm-hmm. if you want to go to both. You can't do that with Freaktoberfest. It's a little far. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can if you're that down. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But
yeah, so that's actually completely doable to go to Laughlin and yep. L.A. in the same time.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to come out for the Revival, stay at your house, and then...
I can't wait for that show.
You cannot hurt your back this year.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not going to. Well,
I think even if you did hurt your back, you're still going to go. Like, we will... Wheel your ass down there in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. and you could just go.
Yeah, I'm 100% going to go. So you're right. Vic just came out with his artwork just recently. If you go to MiniTruck_Revival, that has all the details on the show. It's going to be absolutely killer. I didn't go last year, but you know, you could watch your video on it, mm-hmm. and that gives like it's a perfect explanation of exactly how that show's going down. This show's going to be better.
It's going to be a different location, very close to that location, but like mm-hmm. right under the 6th Street Bridge almost.
Right under it. And it's actually going to be, I guess I could say this, put it out there, but it's going to be indoor-outdoor. Yep. So there's going to be trucks on the streets as well as indoor. It's going to turn into like a whole block party kind of thing, yeah. and it's going to be incredible, and I cannot wait for it.
And there is still registration, so if you, as of right now, I believe there's still registration, so.
Yeah, so again, MiniTruck_Revival. That's
Registered my truck. Did you register your truck?
I did. I got my shit going. But you did, huh?
I did. I registered the Maverick.
Oh.
I'm not bringing the Tacoma. Oh, because good. I can fit my booth in the Maverick, and I can bring that. Oh, so that how are sense. You bringing your booth down is the question.
In the 4Runner.
And you're going to bring it in the 4Runner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the Easy Up?
Are we going to do 2 10x20s?
I don't know. We don't need to because we haven't in the past, but... I can bring a 10x20 and a 10x10.
Oh, and have a 10x30.
And we can have a 10x30.
That would make sense.
That would probably work because you're going to want more of your t-shirts out, I think, at this one.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Versus mm-hmm. being, you don't want to be confined to just, you don't want to be limited because this is yeah. a mini truck show. You're not a C10 show, so you're going to want more of your yeah. stuff out, I think. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we actually have to discuss this all with Vic, too, because space is pretty limited. So it's really what he wants to do.
We're just making up our own rules.
Yeah, I know. Vic is listening right now. He's like, that's not...
He's like, you guys have a 10x10.
Yeah, exactly. You guys get one 10x10. Yeah. Figure it out.
Which it's we just, would. We would do that.
Oh, yeah. It would just be bodies hanging from the sides of all
these churches. We'd go old school Frank and Angie and just make PVC pipe mounts of everything.
That's embarrassing.
It's not. It works, man. Whatever works. Right,
it works. No, but I'm so super stoked for that show. And also, we'll be coming off of our Missouri trip to Sparks in the Ozarks, too. We're going to that in October.
That's right.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff coming up.
We got to figure out when we're recording all these podcasts.
I know. We're going to have to do a couple like on the road.
I know. Maybe when you get here for Sparks, depending on when you get here, we could do one before.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's still a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's just it's all going to come quick though.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. But anyway,
so all right. Oh, and I wanted to talk real quick because we still have a couple minutes. The Mini Truck Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, what about
yeah? So that's happening. For anyone that doesn't know about the Mini Truck Hall of Fame, you can go. I think there's a Facebook page you can go on, and I think there's a website being built now. But I got a little bit involved this year in the Mini Truck Hall of Fame. So I'm kind of helping them behind the scenes a little bit. And but that's going to be the Monday of SEMA, which it always is, downtown Fremont Street. It's really cool. Freaks of Nature
that's
has
a fun event.
Yeah, Freaks of Nature, they close a street right there in front of Hogs and Heifers, and they have a mini truck show, and then they announce all the inductees, and everyone gets up there and talks, and it's pretty cool. Sometimes you can't hear the people talking because the bar's right there, but just mingling with people. A lot of old school people always come out for that, that you like don't see a lot of times, or that haven't been in the scene in a while and are getting inducted, or their friends are, their clubs are, or whatever. But Bob Hayes started the Mini Truck Hall of Fame, and he's kind of stepped away from it a little bit. And there's a couple other people now taking it over a little bit. So it's, you know, trying to get things a little more, I don't want to say orderly, because then it would be like the before it wasn't orderly, but just a little more, let's say modernized.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's a good way to put it. You know, now the Mini Truck Hall of Fame has now been going on for over 10 years. Yeah. I think it started like 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
From there's what I remember.
And that's the thing is, like, I've always thought that it could be this, it's always been cool, but it needs a website, and it needs like each inductee, almost like a baseball card,
right?
Like a picture of them, or the picture of the vehicle, or a picture of the of the artwork for the show, or something that that with a little bit of a bio on it, you know.
It almost needs a little more like archival approach,
that,
because right now it's just like this is the inductees, here's your award, that's it. But it needs some sort of like place that people can go to and look at, like you're just like you just said, like the Baseball Hall of Fame. You could go there and look at the history and absorb it and read it, because I love, one of my biggest things is I love automotive history and the culture, especially, you know. And growing up, I was reading books that people had wrote on it, but again, it just needs like somewhere to go back on to view it, to absorb the information, and really kind of like live in those
because
moments.
Mini trucking is such a young thing, you know, all together. So everyone's still alive.
Yeah.
But now, not everyone's still alive.
A couple of them are gone.
So, you know what I mean? And you don't want to forget the what they contributed or who they were. And you know, or you might not know them. You might not, you know, someone coming up in the scene might not know who Courtney Hollowell was.
Right. Oh, right. Oh,
you know what I mean?
That makes perfect sense, because you have now people who are younger in their 20s and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It needs to be archived, and Jason Ballard's doing a really good job doing that. You know how he is. He's just so...
He's the perfect
person. He's so thorough for it.
When I heard that he was going to be heavily involved with it, it made so much sense.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. That's like literally what he does, is he preserves all of this history.
Yeah.
So it works out perfect.
Yeah.
The only other thing to add to that event that I was going to say is, like you were talking about how it's at Hogs and Heifers and they shut down the street, is because it's also infused with what Shannon from Freaks puts together. It's like an artist. I don't know exactly what to call it, but he basically has a bunch of pinstripers and airbrush artists come out, and there's like a couple rows, and you could watch guys create art all night as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, it's infused with those two events.
Yeah,
which it's always been for a super long time.
And SEMA, obviously, if you're there.
Yeah, SEMA's that. Yeah, that's all wrapped up into it too.
Yeah,
yeah, we gotta do like some discussions on SEMA and stuff, because there's a lot of cool stuff coming up. Like SEMA went through this really weird phase for a couple years, probably because of COVID and everything. You know?
Yeah. Well, I just think there's just that's a whole nother topic in itself. Exactly. But
that's why I said we could talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and if anybody, there's a podcast called The Inevitable that I listen to quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They had the CEO of SEMA on twice now.
Oh, cool!
And going back, if you listen to those podcasts, it opened my eyes a lot to. I always knew what SEMA did as far as like went to bat in states and Congress and all that stuff for automotive people, but just SEMA, I kind of talked down on SEMA quite a little bit since COVID.
Me too.
But listening to him, it's kind of like opened my eyes a little bit more of that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk about that.
Yeah.
But we need stuff to talk about when, so it doesn't get rough like some people have said. We don't want it to get rough.
You know what? Screw those people.
Oh, easy. Yo, whoa. Anyway. But anyway. All right. Well, cool. Well, I'll see you in a couple days and we'll talk about some more stuff.
All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Later.
All right. Later. Oh, wait.
Wait. Go to our websites and buy stuff. We're giving away a welder from Eastwood and Sean Rose.
Yes. Great. Oh, and we have more stuff to talk about because Sean hit me up and asked me if we could discuss some things that he has going on, which
yes,
we'll do. So yes. Tune in next time.
Bye.